And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. And, you know, we're at one of my favorite parts, and I know I say it over and over again, and I'm told that I do this, but I'm sorry. But when you bring on the good kids, the kids that are having phenomenal seasons, or they've signed major scholarships, or they're accomplished, and they're not just athletes, but they're great students, great people, you got to get excited about it. And every week, this is the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young lady is phenomenal. Once again, she was ranked as one of the best players in the United States. Looking for my notes here. Okay, she just signed back in November, she signed a national letter of intent to play at the University of Oklahoma. Sherry Cole, who's one of the best known or most famous women's basketball coaches in the United States now. I mean, just unbelievable. This young lady goes by EJ because, and I'm going to apologize to her personally because every time I do the high school scoreboard, I butcher her name. And now I finally, when I met her at the Memorial Holiday Basketball Clinic, Classic, I said to her, you got to help me say a name. She says, Coach, just say EJ, and my last name is Odimwe. And I guess I got it right with no trouble now, right?
Yes.
So, but I'm telling you right now, she was ranked the 19th best player at her position by ESPN Hoops Girls. She's explosive. This is what Coach Sherry Cole was saying about her. EJ is an explosive athlete who's a terrific shot blocker and a relentless rebounder. And I'm telling you, by watching her play, that's right on the money. She's an outstanding young lady, and she's honored, and Coach Sherry Cole is honored to bring her into the Oklahoma Sooner family. As a junior, she led Johnson High School into the deepest playoff run in school history, reaching the Elite Eight. I mean, she's just an unbelievable player. Unbelievable girl. She wound up last year averaging 12.4 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 5-point block shots. This year, she's averaging a double-double. She's averaging almost 13 points a game, almost 12. She is averaging 12 rebounds a game. She's averaging at least 6 blocks a game. So she's right there in a triple-double, which she had last night against Pierce County. 10 points, 15 rebounds, 10 blocks. I mean, what more do you want me to say about this young lady? And now for this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week in this ESPN Radio Savannah studio, South C. Johnson High School basketball player, senior EJ Odimwe. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, and like, you know, I wanted to tell you Tuesday night at the basketball game, but I forgot all about it. So I called Coach and I said, someone told me, you know, there's a young lady who hasn't been recognized yet. And I mean, the TV stations did a nice thing on you. The newspaper did a nice thing on you. And it's great getting you recognized, but unbelievable. Did you ever think when you started playing basketball that you would be signing with the Oklahoma Sooners to play major D1 basketball?
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, it's just a great accomplishment. And, you know, You're a very special lady. I could tell by Coach Lindsay the way he hugs you. I mean, when did this all start? When did you start playing basketball?
I started playing basketball my freshman year in high school.
Oh, wow. Only 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, really, it's 3 years ago.
Yeah.
What happened to middle school and all those other years?
I used to hate sports when I was in middle school. I was a cheerleader.
No way were you just a cheerleader.
Yes.
Where did you go to middle school?
I went to Godley Station and I went to Mercer.
Nice. So how did Coach Lindsay convince you to play basketball?
Well, actually, it was my parents who convinced me to play. I started playing at Groves, and the coach there was, you know, she seen me, how tall I was, and she was like, there's no way I'm going to let you cheer and not play basketball. So I brought that to my parents, and they encouraged me to go ahead and try it out. And then when I switched schools, I got most of my encouragement from playing for Coach Lindsay.
Coach Puckett's not, you know, Coach Puckett's not a bad lady.
Oh, no, not at all.
And let's talk a little circle around here. Coach Puckett was my assistant when I was the head coach at Groves High School, coaching the girls for 2 years.
Okay.
So I know Coach Puckett, and I mean, she's energetic. She loves the game of basketball, and I'm glad she convinced you to go home and talk to your parents, because look what it's got. Look where it's gotten you. And you only have 3.5 years experience. Imagine what Coach Cole's going to do to the next level.
Yeah.
Now, are you prepared to eat, sleep, play, study, And it's just going to be basketball and academics when you get there. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do now. I don't have time to do anything but eat, sleep, play in school.
So we know who got you into basketball. Coach Puckett, you jumped into that second question. And Coach Lindsay and your parents. Now, you know, you're a shot blocker. You're a rebounder. You're a scorer. But what do you appreciate, and you've only been doing it for 3.5 years now, about the game of basketball? What do you like most about it?
I think I appreciate the most being able to have a second family and the young lady that you can be around all the time that can make you feel welcome, and just having another family outside of your own.
I figured you're gonna say playing, scoring, blocking shots, but that's pretty unique and that's special. That you could say it's more about your teammates and your coach than it is about playing a game. That's pretty special. That's a great answer. You just blew me away on that one. I got to get my train of thought right back here. But that's the type of young lady. EJ Odimwe is, and I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete of the Week. All right, so triple doubles, double doubles. And if you don't know what that means when the basketball player scores double figures, 10 or more points, they have 10 or more rebounds, or they have 10 or more block shots, or they have 10 or more assists. Coaches don't want to talk about 10 or more turnovers. So, you're averaging double doubles. I mean, what part of the game is EJ Odimwe's best basketball skill?
My best skill is blocking shots.
You like making the offensive player change their shots, and whenever you can swat it away, you get the crowd excited, right?
Yes.
So when you do that and you hear the crowd going wild, how does that make you feel?
It makes my adrenaline pump. Like, that's what really gets me going in the game.
Not scoring, but blocking shots.
I mean, scoring too, but blocking shots is above that.
Well, I'm telling you right now, last night she had 10 block shots. She had 15 rebounds, 10 points. She had a triple-double against Pierce County in the Lady Adam Smashers 62-42 win over Pierce County. Now, I thought you'd been playing forever, but 3.5 years, what routine have you used to make you such a good basketball player and to be ranked 19th at your position in the United States and only 3 years experience?
I don't really have a set routine, but starting out playing, of course, I wasn't the greatest player. And in my mind, all I wanted to do was be able to play and be able to be a great player. So I would have to say, I put in work every day of the week. Weekends, I'm outside on my own basketball goal with my dad doing layups and free throws. And
I can see you try to post up against him. It might be pretty hard, right?
Yeah, just a little. Monday through Friday, you know, I have practice at school or we have games. I try to encourage myself as much as I can when I first started because, like I said, I wasn't the best player, but I wanted to be. So I had to have a lot of confidence in myself and lift myself up every day and just tell myself that I could do it and that I was going to get there one day.
Well, I mean, you've done a great job on the basketball court. And the next question is, do you play any other sports? But I got to read this from the Oklahoma newspaper, okay? Besides being an outstanding basketball player, this is the quote that they have in the Oklahoma newspaper. It says here, Odimwe is also a stellar volleyball player. She currently leads the Adam Smashers. This is back in November. 162 kills. That spikes in my book, old school. 71 service aces. That means they didn't return her serve. 34 blocks and 54 kills. That means if someone goes to spike it on the Adam Smashers, she was ready there to hit it back. So, other sports. What has the other sports meant to you?
Other sports, I never really was a volleyball player either. You know? But once I started playing, it just came to me so naturally. I always thought that would just be conditioning for me until basketball started, until I started, you know, really getting into it. And so, I mean, my encouragement for basketball has came from playing volleyball.
Wow, pretty exciting. Now let's give some love out to the family that you is your second family, the girls on the team. Who else besides EJ Odimwe is having good seasons for the over there for the Lady Adam Smashers?
Besides me, I have three young ladies in mind. Ashley Simmons, I feel like she's on a roll this season. She's been knocking down shots like it's nothing. Her free throws are amazing. She rarely ever misses a free throw.
If you follow girls basketball, she's one of the best players in the area.
Yeah. Samariana Williams, she's a freshman.
Okay, I messed up her name this morning. How do we say that again?
Samariana.
I got Samariana, but Samariana. Okay, yeah, she had about 24 points last night?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but okay. I know, she
had. She had, oh, here it is, 20 points, 26 points.
Yeah.
So not too bad, eh?
Yeah, as a freshman, she's doing an outstanding.
No, you just said she's only a freshman?
Yes.
That's the short one?
Yes.
They call Bubbles?
Yes.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I got to watch her over Coastal. Okay, now I know who she is. Okay.
But, yeah, she's doing an outstanding job coming in so young and making such a great impact on our team. And my best friend, Alexis Pierce, she just came back from a torn ACL injury.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back like she was never injured, and she's been on a roll ever since she started.
I mean, you know, you guys are doing a great job over there. You guys in the thick of things. I know the Lady Bulldogs are, you know, it's your nemesis. So you meet them in a couple of weeks, don't you?
Yes.
So it's going to be a big game.
Yes, of course.
So you'll be ready for it. Now, tell us about Coach Lindsay. I mean, you said Coach Puckett got you started at Groves High School, and Coach Lindsay is just like you guys, energetic, fiery, loud like me.
Yes.
But tell us about Coach Lindsay and what he means to you and the basketball program over there at Johnson High School.
To me, Coach Lindsay, he's not just a coach. I feel like he is more of a teacher, and that's a difference to me. I feel like anybody can coach, but do you have the ability to teach and perfect your players? I've been playing for Coach Lindsay for two years now, yeah. And what he's done for me in the amount of 2 years, I feel like would take other coaches 4 to 5 years to do. He's just done such a great job of teaching me all I need to know about the game and working with me to get me to that next level. And he continues to sculpt me into the player, the amazing player that I know I can be.
Nice. I mean, he really cares about you guys. You can tell by the way he coaches you and by the relationship. So great job over there. Okay, we got to do this. I'm going a little longer than I should have, but you deserve this. Tell us about going to school at Johnson High School. What has it meant to EJ Odemwe?
Going to Johnson has bettered my academics tremendously. It's made me a better person. Their academics at Johnson are just amazing, and I'm in the IB program.
I was going to say, if you're in the IB program, it's a tough program.
Yeah, so it just made me a better student. It's bettered my education tremendously.
Okay, so now we know basketball season's over. You still got a while to graduate, but you graduate. You go to Oklahoma. Any idea what you want to major in the future, what you want to study, what you want to be?
Yes, I want to major in clinical psychology.
Nice. Study how everybody thinks, eh?
Yes.
Give them help out. Well, EJ, you've had a great season, great career so far, and if you haven't been listening, this is Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. This young lady from Sal C. Johnson, senior, EJ Odemwe, has just signed in November a national letter of intent to play at Oklahoma University, University of Oklahoma, major D1 program, nationally known coach Sherry Coles. So she's got a big job ahead of her, but she's been doing a great job. She averages a double-double in points, double in block shots. But that's why this week, you are the Worthington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for January 17th. EJ Odemwe from Johnson High School. Keep the great work, and it's going to be exciting following you on big time now, because Oklahoma, the ladies' basketball programs are on a lot, TV a lot.
Yes.
So, once again, great job, and thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Now, just take it easy when you come to our islands in a couple of weeks, honestly, okay? Once again, this cannot happen without my sponsor, Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, in Savannah at 329 Eisenhower Drive, right there by the Allstate Insurance Building, right there on Eisenhower Drive, between Waters and Habersham. And then you can visit him in Pooler. He's in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. And he is 100% behind athletics and sports in Savannah, Georgia. Next up, we'll talk to a little football. We'll find out where the Falcons are going to be headed. We'll talk about NFL Championship Sunday tomorrow with the beat sports report writer for the New York Post, the New York Giants, and an NFL expert. And that's a good friend of mine from East Rockaway, New York, Paul Swartz. We'll be right back. And it's all brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.